Let's head over to Austin, and John Rainey joins us this morning. Morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing good, Scott. Good to be with you.
As always, you're stepping out of a what committee are we in this morning that you stepped out of to join us?
A higher ed.
Okay. All right. We'll get you back in there as soon as we can. But obviously, some developments in the situation having to do with Blinn. Can you walk us through what's happened since Monday as far as discussions and from there forward?
Well, I believe I'll start with last Friday. I met with a board member, two board members, and our local president to talk about HB 1903 and try to make it more palatable. And I thought we had an agreement that we would phase it in over a three-year period. The first year would be you start making those efforts. The second year would be they would have to take care of the contact hour dollars, which the state provides. In the third year, it would include proportional spending for all the funds, including tuition, contact hour dollars, and fees. And it appeared that we had a consensus at that meeting. They took it back for their board to vote last night at a special meeting. One board member was missing, and it ended up in a 3-3 tie. With one board member even saying, well, Washington County owns Blinn, and I'm paraphrasing, and we deserve a return on our investment, without ever giving any consideration to the needs of the students of the campus in Bryan. And that kind of frankly set me off. I'm not pleased with that. I think I've been over backwards trying to be accommodating in at least the application of the bill, and I think it's a reasonable bill.
So where do we go from here? First of all, let's talk about where do we go from here in Austin. Where do you go as a member of the state house with your 1933 proposal? And then let's talk for a minute about where we go with the people in Brenham. So first of all, what happens in Austin maybe starting today?
Well, I will spend some time visiting with the chairman of higher ed today. I also have scheduled a meeting with Speaker Strauss and his team to see what they recommend. As far as I'm concerned, I'm ready to move forward and try to get 1903 passed out of higher ed as is. We may make some adjustments lower, but I feel like we need to proceed.
Well, then will it be a harder line, 1903, that it won't have the elements of the compromise that you thought you came to?
We will have to make those amendments. If we make them, we'll have to make them on the floor. But I probably will not give them the one-year latitude. I don't know. Think about that. I guess you'd say that I'm a little unhappy, and I've got to think that through better.
So John Rainey is joining us this morning. So so people understand what happens is it must be voted out of the committee. That's the higher ed committee of which you are a member, to the floor in the House and pass out of there. And then there would have to be a Senate version as well. So do you believe that you have the votes necessary to get it out of higher ed?
I believe that I do. There is one little problem I can't discuss, but with it on the committee I'll work through that.
Now,
last week I counted votes and I had 7 positive.
Okay. Then there were some procedural situations. You got 130 votes on the floor last week on something similar to this. So do you feel like that should still be a solid enough block?
Well, I would just say this. If I had been the Board of Trustees of Blinn and I had paid attention to that vote last week on the rider, I think I would have compromise, but that's me thinking, not them thinking. So
now the purpose. So people will understand what is the purpose of you going to Speaker's staff. So we understand that.
I just want to meet with them and see if they have some ideas that we can bring forth that would help me get this thing through.
John Rainey joining us from Austin, and obviously that is pretty much taking up all the air in the room as we like to do. I ask I asked Kyle Cassell about this last week, and I'd like to get your thoughts. Obviously, there have been a lot of movements in state houses across the country having to do with religious freedom acts. Do you see that something will come out of the Texas legislature in this session having to do with religious freedom?
I have not seen anything. That doesn't mean that I have not seen anything. I think you have to be careful with what you do. We definitely don't want to infringe upon anybody's religious freedom. But sometimes you can get it yourself into a situation, I think, that that could create more problems than it creates success.
We'll look for that. I know you're busy. You want to get back into higher ed. We'll certainly be in touch with you later on this week if necessary, and I look forward to talking to you next week, John.
Thank you.
That's John Rainey. He joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. So let's turn our attention now to the cities and the city of Bryan. And Jason Bianski is here. And